Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Having a great visit with our good friend Eric Groves. He's the CEO and the co-founder of Alignable, Alignable.com. Eric, tell us about Alignable.
Thanks, Jim. Well, Alignable is a platform where small business owners can go to connect with other business owners in their community or across North America to build relationships and establish paths to get new customer referrals.
All right. So check it out, folks. And it's free, right?
Yep, it's absolutely free to network with all the businesses that you know and all the businesses within your community.
There you go. So check it out, folks, Alignable.com, just like you think it would be spelled. So, Eric, one of the things that you determined in a recent survey that you took for small businesses was that they seem to indicate that the number one thing that hinders – or that would help them, I should say, make sure they open up January 1, 2021, is if they had more help from the government. Is that right?
Well, that was the number two. Number one was consumer confidence.
Oh, that's
number
right.
Number two, following there, was more money,
okay.
Was more money from the federal government. Yeah,
all right.
So they were still up there. That's for sure.
Still pretty high on the list there. And yet, there was over $100 billion of the PPP money left in the coffers when it closed on August the 8th. And so I wonder why more of them didn't get the money. And the only reason to point that out is if the government does a new round, they need to learn from that, because there's a technical firewall, some kind of a PR or a technical firewall that was put up between small business, between Main Street and that money. Part of it, I think, Eric, was the big banks did not step up. They hindered a lot of folks, and I think people went away after that when they couldn't get their money. They didn't realize they could go to a community bank and get help. That was part of it.
Right.
I think the other thing was, I think a lot of them said, 8 weeks, my people won't come back to work. I'm not going to be open. How can I follow the rules? I'll take this money, and then I'll have to pay it back from what? I mean, I think the,
right.
And of course, and they changed it to 24 weeks. But I think the initial rollout, and I'm not blaming anybody, because nobody knew what this was new. Nobody's ever done this before. But I think those are some of the things that hindered a lot of deserving small businesses from taking this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that extra money was two pieces. There's two pieces to that. One was the people that really should have been able to have access to that money that weren't. And I think you're spot on right that. I mean, it was everything from sole proprietors thinking they couldn't get access to the money to people going to some of these major money center banks and literally being told that they had to wait in line and they couldn't apply anywhere else. And it was kind of a debacle. But that, you know, it kind of worked itself through. And, you know, the challenge at the end of the day was there was a lot of deserving businesses who said, well, it's not for me. I got to figure this out. And so clearly, if they do this again, they're going to have to figure out how to address the needs of those businesses that, you know, were not presenting a profit or, you know, or were sole proprietors.
There are millions of non-incorporated sole proprietors who qualify, who there was a path for them to get the money. But if for some reason they posted a $2 loss on their return in 2018 or 19, whenever the last time if they posted a $2,000 loss, they weren't qualified. And I don't think that was right.
Well, you know, a lot of it comes down to the people that were really making up this legislation didn't really understand what it's like to be a small business owner.
Isn't it important to point out that a lot of these rules were added to the CARES Act by the Treasury Department? They were not part of the original law. That's important to point out, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the other thing was it was a short-term fix, right? Mm-hmm. So the reason there was a lot of money left over was you could only go to the trough once. And the trough was set up to get you through 8 weeks. Well,
right.
Now here we are almost 8 months into this. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge sector of the economy that is really hurting, and they could only go to get 8 weeks worth of support. Mm-hmm. And by the time they found out that they could actually make it last 24 weeks, the 8 weeks was up. And so they had already spent it to try and stay in conformance of the rules that were given to them.
That's right.
And so basically, you know, 9 weeks into this, they're out of cash.
I want to say, it is important to say this, though, Eric. It is important, before we get run out of time, I consider the PPP program to be a success story. I know that there were things, we're talking about some of the mistakes, we're talking about some of the things that need to get fixed in the next round. But on balance, the PPP, having never done it before, to get money in people's hands within a couple of weeks like they did, that was unprecedented. And I know people who tell me I wouldn't be here today if I had not gotten that money to blend with my regular cash. And I've had people tell me I'm now back on my footing, but I couldn't have made it without the PPP program. So I do think it was a success. Last thoughts, Eric.
Yeah, I think, you know, just like FEMA, after every hurricane, does an assessment to figure out what they could do better, and the next time they do it better. You know, I think one of the key things is we just need to take a step back once we're through this, assess what happened, and really figure out how we're going to set ourselves up so that this doesn't happen again in the future or the impact is less.
Right. Folks, go hang out on Alignable, alignable.com. You'll meet a lot of cool people like Eric and the folks who are part of his group. You'll do more business, and you'll be happier. And you'll be able to weigh in on his next survey, too. Hey, Eric, good job. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Eric Groves, ladies and gentlemen, Alignable, alignable.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.